Last Sunday, we were here together to celebrate all the faithful departed, brothers and sisters that have gone to eternal rest. That's the reason why for us, Christians, the death is not an unpleasant surprise, but an everyday occurrence. For acknowledging that if we live with Christ's love in our hearts, we are secure in God's hands due to the triumphal resurrection of Christ. This morning I want to share a little story of mine with you. When I was a child, I enjoyed every summer because in my country it rains a lot. And I felt very happy when my body was in contact with the water. But after I got all wet, I liked to go home in order to dry my clothes and sat by the warm fireside. As the whole family were gathering to spend the rest of the evening telling stories. Don't you think that such a simple experiences like this are the most important in our lives? Keep in mind that I mentioned three important things in my story. One, the water you have received in your bodies. The house, like a good place to stay. This is our house. And the family sharing together. This morning, we came to celebrate the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. And I want to tell you about these three things I mentioned before, but related to the Holy Scriptures. First, a little of the history of the Lateran Basilica. Next, what we can learn from the three readings of the Scripture. And last, a practical application for our daily life. Well, let me first talk about this important building of Christendom. The Emperor Constantine was the son of Constantius I, Roman Emperor of the West and St. Helena. The one, you remember, that found the legendary cross of Jesus in the year 305. The Emperor Constantine gave the old palace and basilica that belonged to the patrician Roman Laterani family to Pope Melchiad, hence the name of the Basilica's Lateran. Then it became the first papal cathedral in Christendom's history. Many important historic events have taken place in this basilica, including five ecumenical councils. But what somebody destroyed it one time, and when it was destroyed again by fire in 1360, the Pope decided to transfer to the Vatican Hill near St. Peter's. What I am telling you this, the importance of all of this for us as Christians is that it was the first church with that universal character in which resounded the very voice of Christ, like the water of life flowing through the word to the world and cleansing the living temples of our civilization by the voice of our pastors. Now we are aware that today's celebration of the dedication of the Basilica has a very important meaning to us. Let's remember the first reading. the prophet Ezekiel describes his vision of the universal future of the new city, which has at its center the new temple. And you know, this temple means our church, we together here, from whose power of life will radiate to all nations. The flowing waters are going everywhere. Even they will go into the Dead Sea, representing all kinds of civilizations and societies, in order to convert them and bear fresh fruit to feed all people and cure all weaknesses. Don't you consider this very important to our faith if I tell you that in the second reading, St. Paul tells us that we, the church of that city, are God's building. So we must be careful to see if we are good material to build this building. Is Jesus Christ the unique foundation of our thoughts and desires? Is this Christ who dwells in our hearts? Are we the stream of flowing water that by the Holy Spirit must empty into the Dead Sea of our society? And what Jesus Christ teaches us through the gospel. According to St. John, Jesus came to Jerusalem to see how was his Father's temple, to see if it was clean. The temple signifies the presence of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit is the water that cleanses us, like through new families, from whom must follow the waters of the Spirit to another families to share this water. So the whip that Jesus is using nowadays is just a symbol of his authority that proves he is the Messiah, the only one that has the authority to change our lives. Now, I believe we can easily review some practical applications. First, if Christ, the apostles, the prophets are the unique foundation of our church, let them go deeply into our families. Second, if Christ dwells in our hearts and through the baptismal waters, he communicates his Holy Spirit to us. Let the Holy Spirit purify our everyday decisions. And third, in the meaning of the flowing water and the purification of our community during the ordinary life, which is our Passover, is the testimony that only Jesus has the authority to in our lives. That God cleanses us through Jesus' blood now, before he had to use another whips. But now we all have access to this cleansing through confession, repentance, and God's grace. Pour out for us like a flowing of purifying water that came out from his open side on the cross. Finally, as you are here, don't forget, before you leave, to cleanse that you must wash in these waters.